Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. If you've tuned into St. Louis on the Air's monthly music episodes, our next guest's voice may be familiar to you, and that's the voice of Brianna Brown, also known as BB, the neo-soul. It may also be familiar if you've been out and about to hear live music in St. Louis. I've personally seen her perform at least 3 times since last summer, but I've recently learned that Brown is a proud graduate of Central Visual and Performing Arts High School, and she now serves as its artistic director. Next Tuesday, she's hitting the stage at the Sheldon Concert Hall for something of a full circle moment. That's when she and CVPA students will put on a benefit concert to raise money for the arts departments at the school. The show is called Live the Dream. And here to discuss Live the Dream is the singer, songwriter, educator herself, BB the Neo Soul. Welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So, BB, your benefit show for CVPA is May 20th, and you're raising funds for the arts, plural, arts departments that you lead now as the school's artistic director. But as we noted in the introduction, you are a proud alumna of the school, too. What is the reality of what you and your colleagues are facing that led you to say, it's time for us to hit the stage?
Absolutely. So generally, at this time, how do I put it? When we're looking ahead toward what we want to do with our programs and how we want to move forward and invest in our students, of course, that requires funding. Mm-hmm. So coming into this role this year, that was a goal of mine to make sure that we had the funds that I know that it takes to be able to have the opportunities and create the experiences and provide the resources to these students that they need to be able to grow in their individual art.
And what is it that the money pays for?
Absolutely. So things like registration for conferences, being able to afford and pay for transportation to opportunities, for performance opportunities, if they're offered to us and they're not providing us with transportation, we'd have to pay for that ourselves. Mm-hmm. Being able to cover food and just those types of general costs for when we're holding students 12 plus hours a day for performances. And so after lunch and they're performing in the evening, we have to feed them some more.
Right.
So
right.
Making sure all of those types of bases are covered, making sure students have access to the instruments that they're interested in learning more about. And of course, the new technology that is always kind of up and coming, especially within the visual arts industry and in music.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously you understood what your duties would be as artistic director when you accepted the job, and it was just this past school year that you started, right?
Correct.
What was your experience as a student, if we kind of rewind to the early 2010s? What was it like to be at CVPA then?
It was very exciting. I remember my eighth grade year, I was focused on like training to become a performing arts high school student. I would study Fame. I would watch Fame, the movies and the TV shows.
Okay.
All the
time. Oh, you went way back.
Yes. Okay. There was a show during that time called Taking the Stage that followed students at a performing arts high school. So I would also watch that and just kind of taking in as much information about the culture that I was getting ready to get into. And then being there my ninth grade year starting off, it was exactly that experience. What I experienced on Fame, literally on the first day of school, I will never forget, they were dancing in the cafeteria. And I was like, yes.
Okay.
This is what I wanted.
Just like dancing to something in particular?
Yeah, dancing to the music. Yeah, they had music playing. Somebody had like a radio or whatever, a speaker, and they were like voguing in the cafeteria.
Oh, okay.
First day of school.
Yeah.
And I was like, yep, I'm in the right place.
Mm-hmm. So that was your experience as a student. At that time, what was your understanding of what the educators there needed to do in order to ensure that you and your classmates got what you needed when it came to transportation, or what you noted about conference fees, even costumes and things like mm-hmm. that?
They were always steps ahead, it seems. We had, as students, we had dues that we had to pay. So like at the beginning of the year to kind of prepare for the activity costs that come along with some of these opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like outside of like the dues, everything was covered. And mm-hmm. that leads me to believe whether it's from the money that was coming into the school from the performances through ticket sales, but that there was a foundation of some financial support for each department to pull from and be able to offer us opportunities that we were able to just float into from what they had.
Yeah. Now, when you first put the word out about this benefit show on your Instagram page, you shared that as a senior mm-hmm. at CVPA, this is in 2014, you performed your first headlining show. That show was at the Sheldon,
mm-hmm.
and it was called Live Your Dream. How did that first show shape the artist? Let's talk about the artist part mm-hmm. first. How did it shape the artist that you've become today?
I think that it was my first culminating experience of what it meant to be a performing and recording artist. It was my senior year in high school. I had been singing with the school and the students, and I was able to catch the attention of Mr. Tony Thompson, who has always been doing incredible things in the community, but also has Kwame Building Group. From Building Group, he also had the Kwame Foundation,
mm-hmm.
and through that foundation, he was able to pour resources into me to kind of continue my journey as an artist. The Kwame Foundation is who put on the first Live Your Dream concert
mm-hmm.
and had selected me to receive scholarship to continue on as an artist after graduation.
So it really was community and village.
Yes.
Making that happen.
Absolutely.
You said it was the first Live Your Dream?
Yes.
So how many, has this been an annual thing?
There were a number of them after I graduated. I did not stay as involved at that time as I was transitioning into college and
right.
figuring out life outside of high school. But
mm-hmm.
I do know that I was the first and that there were others. I'm not exactly quite sure when it stopped, but I did love knowing that it had continued. So that's why I was like, let's bring it back.
Yeah. When you were a teen about to graduate from high school, Bibi, did you already know that you would want to find some way to return to CVPA as an educator?
I did not know that I wanted to return as an educator, no. I knew that I wanted to be able to stay in the CVPA community. I was close and had relationships with underclassmen, so wanted to continue to support them and just support the school and be able to give back however I could. Never imagined it would have been in this capacity mm-hmm. as an educator, but I did always want to kind of stick around and help however I could.
Yeah. Well, staying on that point and the benefit mm-hmm. concert that is coming up, you'll be performing some covers as well as some of your own original music. And one of those originals will be your song Sugarcane, mm-hmm. which was released in March last year.
Yes. Sugar, 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 how did you get so fly? You know you are my favorite kind of cake, be sweet, but you are connectedly. But we'll find you all so smooth, good for me. I'll have some every day of the week. So tasty, can't get enough. Can you keep filling up my cup?
And that was Sugarcane by BB the Neo Soul. When she's not singing her heart out on stage, she's the artistic director at Central Visual and Performing Arts High School. And on May 20th, she'll be hitting the stage at the Sheldon for a benefit concert for and with her CVPA students and colleagues. And that show is titled Live the Dream. So, BB, the benefit show, in so many ways, you are living your students' dream of being a recording artist who performs their own original music on some of the city's biggest stages. Mm-hmm. And last year, you were at Music at the Intersection, now known as MATI. Mm-hmm. Will any of your students be joining you? Will they be next to you on stage?
Yes, I will be performing with my students, and I'm really excited about that. When we had the original Live Your Dream concert when I was a high school student, I performed with a band and background singers who were also all students, mm-hmm. Some in the same grade and, like I said, some underclassmen. So I wanted to kind of re-include that element focusing on the students. Like, yes, it's my show. I'm glad, grateful, so grateful to have the platform. But I definitely wanted to showcase why I wanted to be there for that day and kind of focus in on them.
Yeah. Your performances include dancers. Will there be dancers too?
I could tell you.
Oh.
I could tell you, or I could encourage everybody to go ahead and buy their ticket and join us and find out.
That was not a setup, just to be very clear. Now, have your students told you what they think of your song, the one that we just played, Sugarcane? I mean, what were their reactions when you first rehearsed?
So they actually have not heard me rehearse any of my original music. However, as I have talked about my artistry, there have been some students who have gone and done their own research and found some of my music. And there have been a couple of different days where in the morning I'll see some students and they're like, Miss Brown, I was just listening to you in the car. Or they'll walk past me and they'll be singing the song. I'm like, yeah, I was just listening. And I think it's the sweetest thing ever.
The fact that they call you Miss Brown and also Miss BB,
yes.
You know, it asks you, like, what do they call you?
Mm-hmm.
That's, and it just captures so much of what you are bringing to the school as a performer, you know, as someone who is educating them and really supporting them, having been through the school yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another one of your original songs that is on the set list for May 20th is called I Wantcha.
I believe we could be, oh boy, just wait and see. I know it's unexpected, yes, it happens subtly. I can't bear when you're too far,
not to be
wherever you are. I think that you unlocked it, got the key right to my heart. Can you? That I'm not being a fool, no. I need you, yes, it's true.
Baby, I want you. Yeah, yeah. I want you. I want you. I want you.
I hope you want me too.
Baby, I want you. I want you. I want you. I want you.
Never felt more alive. It's like a natural, supernatural high. The energy flowing between us, baby, it's a vibe. See, I've tried so many times, and I hadn't been a kicking it right. And now that I found you, I'm starting to understand why. Hey, yeah, yeah. Can you? Tonight.
And that was Bibi the Neo-Soul's 2022 single, I Wantcha. She'll be performing that original music as well as some covers with her students at the Sheldon next Tuesday. What do your students think of I Wantcha?
They love it. I definitely had a student come up to me and she was like, so sweet. She was like, Miss Brown, I love that song that goes, I need you, yes, it's true. And I was like, oh my gosh, no, you really know it. So that was precious to me, but that's quite a few of my students' favorites.
And at the end of I Wantcha, there's a string accompaniment. Mm-hmm. Will we get to hear that played live by your students at the concert?
You keep asking about what we're doing on stage, and I could tell you I really could, but I think the best way to find out is to encourage everyone to get tickets and come along and see. There's so much in store and so much that can be in store. I wouldn't want you to miss it.
Is what you're doing with this concert, is this different from what has been done in the past to get some support for all of the things that the students need in order to flourish?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is my first time on this side of it. Like I said, as a student, I was on the receiving end of so many opportunities and resources. I didn't really know the behind the scenes of it or how they made it happen. So I knew for me stepping into the role that if it needed to happen, I could make it happen in the ways that I knew how, and that is performing.
Yeah. And to that point, you have shared your experiences, Bibi, as a musician with me in the past, and it's a subject of conversation that happens, you know, on the regular here, actually on St. Louis on the Air. Do you get the opportunity to share the realities, better or worse, of the music industry with your students?
Absolutely. I think it's an important part of my role, as well as giving them the opportunities and the resources for them to continue to live their dreams or make their way to making their dream or a real career and lifestyle. I think that comes with being honest and transparent about how challenging it is, and just being forthcoming with that so there's no surprises. I think I was very well warned about how challenging it could be an artist. And I always heard that you had to be tough to be an artist. You have to have tough skin. You have to have tough skin. So now, as an artist, I know exactly what that means. And I'm wanting to be able to help break that down a little bit better. Because when you hear you have to have tough skin, you're like, all right, my skin is, I have tough skin.
Right.
But you don't know exactly what that looks like and how you have to be mentally and physically and financially prepared to carry over your passion into a career.
Mm-hmm. Is there a very common question that comes up from the students?
It's not a common question, but a common, like an overall attitude that I see from a lot of them is that they love what they do, but they're really not sure how to take art or theater or dance and continue it as a career. And when I think back to my own experience as a student, I don't think I ever had that concern because I personally knew that I just wanted to do it. But there wasn't as much of a focus on the future and how to sustain these skills and these gifts and passions. There was a big focus on training us to be the best in that passion. But I want to be able to have the two available for our students where they're able to grow and be incredible artists and also have those opportunities and know how to continue and build a career off of those skills after they graduate.
Do you think that where you are in your career now has positioned you particularly well to help these students with their training and as they work toward their goals of turning their art not just into a side passion, but something that they can make a living doing?
Absolutely. And I think one of the greatest assets to me in being able to offer them that has been community. being able to say that I know so many professional visual artists, I know so many professionals who work in theater and who work in the music industry, I see that these jobs exist. I know what they are. I know what they're called. Mm-hmm. And I can pass that information along in a way that I wasn't able to receive it.
Yeah. Now, I've seen you perform on stage at FrizzFest, at Matty, the Dark Room, here in Grand Center. Other than raising money for the arts programs at CVPA, Bibi, what do you want your students to gain from this May 20th show?
I want them to gain experience. I want them to really feel the joy of being able to be an artist and use your gift and have a platform for it where you're able to be received. And I think the next layer of that for me with this show is that there's a purpose and a meaning behind it. So that kind of, to me, is a big part of what makes being an artist so special, because we do have these gifts and these things that we can do and that we can entertain and bring joy, but we can also shed light and we can also give our platform to those things that need the attention after we're able to accumulate it.
Mm-hmm. And the last question, just 30 seconds. What are you most excited about doing with your students on Tuesday?
Performing with them. We had rehearsal together yesterday and it was immaculate. And I was like, wow, I can't wait to bring this on stage. So I'm ready to do that.
Mm-hmm. Miss Brown, also Bibi, or Miss Bibi, thank you for joining us today and best of luck with the benefit show next week.
Thank you for having me.
Bibi the Neo Soul and her Central Visual and Performing Arts High School students will perform live at the Sheldon Concert Hall on Tuesday, May 20th. Tickets are available at MetroTix.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.